Well, that's the thing about, that's what I like about. Yeah, that's the thing about, the thing about football.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. It's the thing about football.
Race Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Pedders, the experts in undercar, no bull, and Isuzu. Get push button start in the MUX LST.
Forget your scarf and your old coat. The weather is too good. If you're heading into Etihad at the moment, it's blue skies and there's not a breath of wind. Hopefully that'll hold tonight. I suspect the roof will be shut. But Boomer Harvey is with us, filling in for Danny Frawley with thanks to Harley Heaven. Spud has ditched the scooter and now rides a 2018 Fatboy Harley Davidson. Stop dreaming, start riding. I'd like to see Boomer aboard the mighty Harley. Book your test ride now. Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson. And our job, Boomer Harvey, is to get people in the mood for footy. And I know you're in the mood for, you're playing your local footy tomorrow, and the weather, how good does that make everyone around footy feel? Welcome, mate.
Great to be here, Hutto. It's absolutely fantastic. Etihad Stadium. Don't see it empty too often, or not anymore. Used to get here early to play and used to see like this, but to sit up here with no people here, it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful surface, and I'd love to be playing out there again. I'll give it a tip.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Usually we get ex-players in here and they go, oh, I'm a body, you know, it's a nice night,
but I can get out there, don't worry.
I've got no doubt you could get out there and get the lazy 30 and kick three. But alas, that won't be happening. And your side, North Melbourne, play West Coast. We have the teams through for Sunday. As always, off the SMS 0433 98 11 16. If you think you need to hear your boys sing the theme song, we know it's hard out there for supporters of some teams, so we'll finish off the show with one group of players singing the theme song. So let us know if you feel the need to sing along with your theme song. But we have the changes for Sunday, and Will Walker will make his debut for North Melbourne against West Coast. Wood also returns. Mason Wood out is Morgan and Davies Uniac. In for West Coast is Barris, and out is Jetta. Josh Kennedy is under an injury cloud right now, and the club will give him as long as they can to make sure he's right. So a couple of things there. Boom. Will Walker, you know all about him.
Yeah, he's been fantastic this year. He's come in. He's played a really good role in our VFL team. He's got a soccer background, really skillful young boy. The biggest thing, I'm lucky enough to work with the first and second year is at the football club. The best thing about him, he's willing to learn. He just wants to improve every single week, every single training session, which is fantastic. So he'll probably play across half forward. He's probably a small forward. And to be honest with you, North have probably struggled to kick goals as a small group. You look at Nathan Rovat's played, I think it's 12 games for six goals.
Yep.
Atlee's probably leading the charge, to be honest with you. Played 18 games and only 11 goals. So we are struggling to find some goals from our little fellas. So Will,
gee, I wonder who could have done building for that little bridge.
Yeah, well, Will will play as a small forward and a great running capacity as well. So hopefully he goes quite well.
All right. Western Bulldogs in Bontempelli. Fergus Green will make his debut. Roberts and Lipinski out is Dalhouse with an ankle injury. Boyd with a back injury. Gowers with a calf. And Smith, who's involved in that car accident today. So some significant changes there. Port, Jonas, Motlop, Ryder, Farrell and Bonner. Out Howard, Amon, Thomas, Sam Gray and Trengove. Frampton will play if Ryder doesn't come up. They've gone bang, haven't they?
They have. They certainly have. It's interesting looking in the paper today and looking at all the changes. The teams that can't make the finals, and Bulldogs are one of them, and I think you just named maybe five changes, that they start toying with the team slightly and seeing who's going to be there next year and what positions they can play. So very interesting time of the year for me.
Yeah, and how they affect the other teams that are playing them that are in the finals race, it becomes interesting as to when you get to play them. Freo and Hawthorn, Stephen Hill, Big Sean Darcy and Brayshaw come in. And out is McCarthy, Hughes and Johnson. In O'Meara and Burgoyne. And out is Howe suspended. And Morrison has been left out. So a couple of big ins for Hawthorn. All right. Later on, we'll get into some of Boomer's thoughts over the weekend with Yeah Now. We'll ask him some big questions about all the games over the weekend. And, of course, we will explore the big ones. But it's a huge game tomorrow. Richmond and Collingwood at the MCG, as it is tonight for Essendon and the Swans. But particularly tomorrow, we could have a full house or close to it at the MCG. Two traditional Victorian clubs. So what we want to know on the SENI Primus Open line, 9429 1116, in the spirit of tomorrow's game, which is the team you love to beat the most and why?
This is going to open a can of worms, this one, Hutto.
The other way of phrasing this is, which team do you hate? So ring in, tell us who you barrack for and who you like to beat the most.
Can I start?
It doesn't have to be the traditional rival. It doesn't have to be. You might have a particular reason why you love beating a certain team. A player, a coach, a moment in time, 9429 1116. We've got a $50 voucher to the Deer Park Club to give away and a $100 voucher to use at Crown. You can catch all the best AFL action live on the mega screens at Crown. You can start, Boomer.
I tell you what, there's 17 teams I could mention right now, don't get me wrong, but there was one that I always loved playing against. Probably because we played them at the MCG, which is the home of football. You love playing there. And all my uncles barracked for Richmond. They just barracked for Richmond. So every time we beat them, it was fantastic. So,
that was a personal reason for
that. Yeah, I think it became personal towards the end. And for some reason, I played pretty well against Richmond a lot of the time. And I think that was just because I just didn't want to put up with my uncle's crap after the game and text message him for 2 days. So that was one of the teams. The other one was always Essendon for us as well. Yeah. They were our neighbours, North Melbourne, Essendon, next suburb pretty much. And we had the Marshmallow Wars. We had the aliens or whatever Kevin Sheedy come out and said. So that was always big for us. The Essendon ones were big.
All right, who do you love to hate the most? Who do you love to beat? To get you in the mood, 9429 1116. It's going to be a huge game between the Tigers and the Pies. Your calls in just a moment.
Not only will we be going out as a 22 at AFL and VFL level, we will have the support of 100,000 members for the first time in footballing history. So
100,000 members, it's probably going to be 85,000 there this weekend as well. So it's a great game. It's a big game, and you know, we get to put an organisation like this on the front page of the paper too, which is really important for us and that brand. So we're looking forward to the challenge this week versus Collingwood.
Don't get that nervous going into games, but 90,000 people, make it a bit nervous.
We play against the reigning premiers, a side that sit on top of the ladder and have been the benchmark for the last, easily 12 months.
Collingwood, who I might remind you are in the top four and pushing for their first finals berth in 5 years, will head to the MCG in front of 90,000 people as the minnows and not the main draw card.
You know, playing on that, it'll be a bit of a mini grand final for us probably, so, and for them potentially. So important part of the year, part of the season, and obviously I think 1v3 on the ladder at the moment, it's going to be the best test for us that we've come up against all year.
There are similarities with how these two teams play. The handball game, challenge from stoppage.
And the running power.
Yeah, the speed.
These two look like they run and they got speed as well.
We think we meet them a lot better in regards to understanding who we are and where we are. And in that respect, one game doesn't really count for too much, but it's the next step in our evolution and an opportunity to reinforce the way that we go about it.
I think they're in better nick as a team, Collingwood, and they probably take some learnings from last time. But Richmond, that last weekend, they made a little statement in that first 40 minutes. I think they're sharpening nice. This will be a cracking game.
Can't wait tomorrow. It's 14 past five. Let's get to your calls. Big rivalry, Collingwood and Richmond. But who do you love to hate the most in footy? Lucas, you're first up. Who do you back for, Lucas?
Essendon.
Essendon. Right, who do you love to hate?
Sorry, Boom, but North Melbourne, probably.
I thought that was coming, Lucas. Hey, can I ask why, Lucas? Like, does it stem back from the Kevin Sheedy, Dennis Pagan, and the whole, the whole comic book type of thing that they tried to create, and that hate for each other, or is it something else? Does it stem back way before that?
Well, I'm 31, so that stuff was sort of when I was really, really young, but I always knew and experienced North Melbourne was real good. So in the 90s, they were very, very good, and they were always right there. Wayne Carey, still thought he was probably the first person I ever thought was smug, and I didn't like it. And as I get older, you realise, obviously, sort of rightly so, even if he was. But then, I don't know, just getting older, I live in North Melbourne now, as one would have it, and they're just, I don't like their supporters, and they get a little bit up me. I thoroughly enjoyed 3 weeks ago.
Good stuff, Lucas. Thanks for your call. Jackson Mill Park, who do you barrack for, Jack?
G'day, fellas. Barrack for the Mighty D's. And there's only one team I hate the most is the Navy Blues. Once a powerful club, they bought about maybe six flags. And now where are they? On the bottom where they belong.
So is that the main reason? Yeah. Where does your hatred for them stem from, Jack? So
also, the expert supporters are one-eyed. They know everything about footy. As soon as they lose, they go missing.
All right.
It's interesting, isn't it?
They've got used to that.
Well, Jack would be sitting back laughing right now with the Carlton only winning the one game so far this year.
D's have got a bit of work to do still, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Well, they want to win this week. I tell you, it's going to be a big finish or race to the finals, Hutto.
It is. It is. Sean's in Chelsea Heights. G'day, Sean.
As an Adelaide supporter, the obvious one for Adelaide, but I think of recent history, Hawthorn.
Okay, yeah.
What? Why is that, Sean?
Well, I think after losing a couple of those close finals, I think in 2012 and 2014 to the Hawthorn, it kind of left a bad taste in the mouth.
Yeah, no, fair call. I remember when, Collingwood has traditionally been Carlton, and then, I mean, it was Richmond before that, and then it became Essendon. But there was also a period where, I've been interested to speak to Collingwood fans, where Brisbane were there, because Brisbane beat them in those two grand finals.
Yes,
so so it does chop and change a bit depending on current events.
I reckon we're going to have a few. Collingwood's a team that if you don't barrack for them, you hate them, don't you?
Yeah, because we haven't had anyone say that yet.
Which is very surprising from the first three calls. So we'll wait and see a little bit longer, Hutto, and we'll see how we go.
Jet's with us now from Pascoe Vale. G'day, Jet.
Hey, Egon.
G'day, Jet.
The team I hate the most has got to be Collingwood.
Oh. Who do you barrack for?
Richmond.
Richmond, oh, okay. There's one. Why Collingwood, Jet?
I don't really know. Like, they smashed us for, years. And then,
and just because they're Collingwood.
And then now that we've, beaten them the last couple of years, I don't know.
All right. No, good.
Fair enough.
We'd like to hear people's thoughts on this. John's with us now from Mentone. Who do you barrack for, John? Welcome.
Go for Collingwood.
Okay. Who do you hate?
Oh, I hate those gronky, passionate Richmond supporters.
Do you find it has been a few come out of the woodwork since last year? John?
Oh, they've come out of the drains and
I tell you. Oh,
they are everywhere. I know quite a substantial group of Richmond supporters, and it started off being nice, and you thought, isn't it good? They're getting their turn in the sun.
100%. Now there's 100,000 of them.
Hardly sicker than now.
Let's visit that, I should say, for a little second. 100,000 members.
Yeah.
The gangers have, when I first started, 28,000. They got the 35, and I'm thinking, how big are we? We're flying. 100,000 members.
And Brendan Gale and the administration and Peggy have done an incredible job, and obviously
phenomenal.
It helps with success. But they were building that way anyway, and they created a vision and got people to believe in it, and they have just come streaming out of the woodwork. John, we've just had from Mentone. What about Scott in Beveridge? G'day, Scotty.
Hey, guys, how are we?
G'day, Scott.
Who do you barrack for, Scotty?
Well, I'm one of those one-eyed Blues supporter.
Yep.
Oh, I think I know who's coming, Hutto.
I was going to say Carlton and Essendon, but based on that previous call, you can add Melbourne to the list.
good stuff. Thank you, Scott. Tom in Richmond now joins us. G'day, Tom.
Yeah, g'day. I'm a massive West Coast Eagles fan. And the team I hate the most is definitely Essendon for a few reasons. First one was 93, five goals up halfway through the third quarter at the G. Essendon storm home. Salmon kicks a goal after the siren, and Kevin Sheedy comes out and waves his jacket around like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I was a very upset young man that day. Then James Hurd's famous last quarter at Etihad, where he hugged the bloke on the boundary line after kicking that goal. Again, it was a big comeback by the Bombers. 2007, Scott Lucas kicked seven goals in the last quarter to cost the second spot.
There's a few of them, isn't there?
There is. And the last one is probably at Subiaco after the Essendon were acknowledged as taking performance-enhancing drugs. The Subiaco crowd made their feelings about Job Watson known. And all I heard all week was how bloody brave the Bombers were and how awful the Eagles crowd were.
They beat them that night too, didn't they? The Bombers came back.
You've got a long history there of a litany of things that you hate Essendon for, so that's fair enough.
I reckon Kevin Sheedy's going to have a little bit to answer for. He'll feature in a lot of these things because the jacket, the marshmallows, there's going to be a lot of people.
That's what he was, a provocateur. And
exactly what he started.
Grew the club incredibly well. David in South Yarra, who do you barrack for, Dave?
The Tigers. I've got to say, I really do not like Essendon. Just for so many times they were just really arrogant and cowing us up. And it was amazing this year when we flogged them and absolutely gave it to their fans. And Melbourne fans aren't far behind, actually.
Melbourne. Okay, I like that.
A few votes of D's,
haven't
they?
Yeah, yeah. I do find it interesting, is it where the hatred stems from? You know, does it, you know, we hear the examples already. Is it one particular match? Is it a coach that you didn't like? Is it more the people you know who barracked for that team?
Yes, that's got to have
and
something
the way
to do
they
with.
Carry themselves.
I'm a bit like that with Richmond still now, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough. Thanks, Dave. Tassie Tiger Man, welcome to you.
Yeah, go guys. I'm in that camp of, I've got a bunch of mates. We've all grown up in that, I guess, early era of the North Melbourne group that was successful early days, the Keith Gregg type of era. And they have caned me being a Tiger Man all the journey, and I've just got this hatred because of that.
Fair
there
enough.
You go.
Yeah, fair enough.
There you go.
Well, they were fodder for a while, weren't they, the Tigers?
Yes.
They weren't doing too much out on the field. We might take Sam's call from Hoppers Crossing. We might even come back to this a little later. And those that are hanging on, we might grab your number and call you later in the show to finish off the show if we get time. But Sam's in Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Sam.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Hawthorn's the obvious Geelong supporter.
Yep.
But the one I really love is Port Adelaide. I don't know if you remember when Mark Williams got on the footy show and was, you know, going on about how great Port Adelaide is and how we win premierships and how we've got to play a photo at Alberton and we're going to put it up on the wall when we win the flag, and then we absolutely wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, record margin the other way.
Yeah, that was a big game, wasn't it?
It was just a beating, wasn't it? Yeah, no, I'm with you, Sam, but as a Geelong supporter, I can't go past Hawthorn. There is just hate on multiple levels. It goes back a long way. They have tortured us over the years. Obviously, we had a big run where we beat them, but not in
through the 90s.
Not in big finals.
I barracked for Geelong when I was growing up,
right,
as well,
yeah.
Hutto, and that 89 one just sticks out to me.
Yeah.
And what a game, by the way. But I was the same. Hawthorn, I hated
they're
them.
Too good.
they were too good. And then it's amazing now in the modern game, Hawthorn v Geelong now.
Still.
He's unbelievable.
Yep. Now, two of my best mates are Hawthorn supporters too. So
makes it worse.
That just adds to it. Okay, we've got a $100 voucher to give away to Crown. We'll pluck one out of there. Maybe Jack from Mill Park. And the $50 voucher for Deer from the Deer Park Club we'll give to Tom in Richmond. Nice and close. Russell Bowick is at Unibet and joins us at 23 after 5. G'day, Russ.
G'day, boys. Looking forward to this game tonight so much. In fact, I've imported myself from Sydney to come down and watch the Swans, who are and have lost a leg, the Swans. They're out to $2.25. Essendon, today, $1.80 into $1.66. Thanks for coming. And 6.5 start was the line we put up today. Too late to change that. So the Bombers have been off the map. I thought there must be someone that's going to pull out significant, and I texted a few people, got zero in response. So maybe watch out for a little late change there, because that is a significant move on the day of a game. And just for the reference, tomorrow, Richmond $1.35, Collingwood $3.25, and getting 19.5 start. Now, Hutto, I know you love your stats. The last time that teams went back-to-back in the NRL and the AFL in the same year was 1984, not counting the Super League, but Essendon and Canterbury-Bankstown did it in the rugby league. Now, Richmond and Melbourne are the favourites. If you went and took them now in a double, it's $10. But Unibet special on the grand final back-to-back is 25% more than that. $12.50 if you want to get amongst that. So it's a back-to-back premiership special. It's on the website, unibet.com.au. Download the app, gamble responsibly, and cheer the red and the white.
Thank you, Russ. Russell Barwick there from Unibet. As he said, if you're going to have a wager, do so well within your means and gamble responsibly. This is The Thing About Footy for Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Petters, the experts in undercar, Noble and Isuzu. Get push button start in the MUX LST. Well, that's the thing about, that's what I like about. Yeah, that's the thing about football.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. It's The Thing About Football.
For Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Petters, the experts in undercar, No Bull, and Isuzu. Get push button start in the MUX LST. This is all I can kick.
This is how our heart breaks. Set shot. He's done it. The Cats have won it.
We need to learn from that. We need to be better than that. You know, I think we're past the point of admirable losses. You know, we want to be a club that starts to win and win these type of games. So, you know, that was the feeling in the rooms afterwards.
I disliked it. He's a ripping bloke, Bernie Vince.
And it's not so much about Bernie, it's about the action of this day and age of standing out there socialising. Shake the hand, show the game respect, show your opponent respect and get off.
I can understand why people are disappointed, because if I saw someone that was playing for a team that I barracked for or I was a member for, and you know the loss didn't hurt them, I'd be disappointed, but it hurt me as more as anyone.
Oh, look, in reflection of Dermy's comments, you know, to be fair, it's 40 years ago. And for me personally, it doesn't offend me. Being a gentleman's fine. James Bond was a gentleman, but he was a killer as well.
At the end of the day, I love Melbourne. That was the thing. I just couldn't even think about leaving. I'm very loyal to this place, and a lot of people have put a lot of work into me, so I'm keen to repay that faith.
Never in my wildest dreams. I was never really a goal setter, but I mean, if you had have told me to play 300 games and to play in a successful period at Hawthorn and then be traded to Melbourne and enjoy your footy, I would have loved that opportunity.
Particularly the last couple of weeks, we're back to the level that we want to play in terms of our pressure, the way we move the ball and our, you know, our team defence. So we think we're getting somewhere back to where we need to be, but you know, clearly the destiny's in our hands for the rest of the year.
Oh, their home form's outstanding. You know, their ability to play Adelaide Oval, they're certainly moving the ball in a way that's quite dynamic again, and their best players are back in the team and playing some pretty strong footy. So we're under no illusions the task that's in front of us, but once again, it was no different to the week that's just gone. Let's really go there with the right mindset, the right attitude, and put ourselves in a position where we can really play a strong brand of footy.
They'll be pretty disappointed with the weekend, I would suggest, and we didn't play that well last time we played against them, so I think it'll be a good game.
One of many terrific games over the weekend. Should be a belter, Adelaide and Melbourne. Who are you tipping in that one, Boomer?
Oh, I think the home ground advantage. I think Adelaide Crows. Even though they got belted last time they play, I just think they're getting a number of players back now and they're somewhere where they were last year. So I think the Crows will win this one.
Boomer's filling in for Danny Frawley on The Thing About Football with thanks to Harley Heaven. Sputters ditched the scooter and now rides a 2018 Fat Boy Harley Davidson. Stop dreaming, start riding. Book your test ride now. Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson.
I might have to give Harley a call and fill in for Danny on his bike as well. I got my motorbike license. I might go down there and vroom,
I'm sure
back
you
out
could.
Of the, back out of there.
How's it go?
I don't know, vroom vroom or something. Harley doesn't sound like that, I know. That's more of a scooter, which would probably suit me anyway, Hutto.
27 minutes to six. It's the Rovers with you tonight. Now, a new segment, Unusual Pathways to Premierships. We weren't sure actually how to frame this topic, but one of the great things that almost every premiership throws up is a player who is in the right place at the right time, and that's not to be disrespectful at all, but they get their opportunity to play a premiership early in their career or with limited number of games. And Richard Hadlee, the 2003 premiership player with Brisbane, certainly fits that bill. He became a premiership player in just his fourth AFL game, made his debut in round 3 2001, and then didn't play again until senior level until the semi-final in 2003 against Adelaide. Went on and had a lot of injuries. We can talk through the rest of his career. Played 66 games in all in 10 seasons after being picked up with the Blues, as I said, crippled by injuries to some degree. Now lives in works in WA, and he's joined us on the line. Richard, thanks for your time.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're great. Really appreciate you taking our call and just revisiting your story, which is an amazing one in many ways. Take us back to 2003 and coming back into the senior team in that semi-final against Adelaide, first and foremost, and then going on to become a premiership player. What were the circumstances?
Yeah, it was all pretty surreal, Hutto. I was, as you said before, I was in the right place at the right time, really. We had... I think that was the third season. The third season of the guys playing deep into the finals, obviously. So there was started to be a few injuries, and so I think Chris Scott and Brad Scott both had injuries at the end of that season. Tim Notting got suspended in the qualifying final against Collingwood, so there was sort of like three or four spots that that opened up, and I was playing okay footy in the reserves at the time, so my opportunity came.
And you obviously held your spot from there on to play in that flag.
Yeah, look, I each week after the Adelaide game up at the Gabba was a semi. I was expecting to get the tap on my shoulder by Lee during the week, but it didn't happen. And then the Sydney game in Sydney, a prelim that we had to go down and play them. Same thing during that week in the lead up to the grand final. Was expecting a tap on the shoulder, but fortunately it just... Yeah, it worked out. Like, the guys couldn't get back from injury. like Timmy Nodding got a couple of weeks, so those things sort of just worked out really well for me and got a chance.
Richard, you said your form was okay. I don't think Lee Matthews would have plucked you out of, you know, you're playing some okay footy, so you're probably underselling yourself a little bit there. How long was your form fairly good for? And you said you thought you might have got the tap on the shoulder and you didn't. You would have been disappointed, but to get that opportunity, surely your form was good for a longer period of time.
Yeah, look, I was sort of in and out of injuries in my first couple of years, so 01, 02, and then after getting back and playing at that state league level for a good year or so, I started to put a few good games together. So yeah, that latter half of 2003, I think they started to see that there was an opportunity, or I could maybe step up and have a crack at that next level.
This is every young kid's dream, isn't it? Because I'm just to fill you in quickly, Richard, I work with the first and second years at the Kangaroos at the minute, and I'm all, I just say to the boys, if we scrape into the finals, you just got to be thereabouts. And there is always a story about someone just popping up and just getting a game and grabbing it with both hands and becoming a premiership player.
You just never know, do you, Boomer? Like, you just hang in there, and I think you pray for it and you think about it. I was the lucky person at the time. I remember having conversations with a few of the young guys up there at the time, and we, like the same thing as what you were saying, we were just like, hang in there, you never know, because the team really didn't change there for two or three years, because you know, it had such a good group of core players and they didn't lose too much, so there wasn't a hell of a lot of change. So we all, us young guys, just tried to stick in there, and yeah, as I said before, there was a few injuries at the time, and it just paved the way for a little opportunity. And
take us to the day, Richard, the grand final day. Were you pinching yourself as you went out? Did you feel like you belonged? You kicked a goal. You had 8 or 9 disposals, and the team won by 50 points. Can you take us back?
I was lack of sleep. Didn't sleep too well for a couple of days prior, but yeah, mate. Just because the guys we had around us, they were so like reassuring. They've been there before. I think that definitely helped me. Have some sort of ability just to calm down, and then to get advice from those sorts of guys. And then the game, like, we lost to Collingwood in the qualifying final, so I think they went in the favourite in that grand final, and it was close sort of up towards half time, and then second half it just blew open. And so yeah, it was an incredible day, but yeah, I think having so many senior guys who had done it before and were calm themselves, that it really helped come across to me.
Was there a moment when you realised, when it sunk in, that I'm a premiership player, or I'm going to be a premiership player?
It still probably doesn't sink in, to be honest. Look, when you really see your family and you walk into those chain rooms after and see all the guys, I think that's when it really, really sinks in. But, it took me a good while, because I was still, my fourth game, so I was still whether I could make it at AFL level in a certain way. Like, the next season, I was like, am I going to get selected? I was still trying to become a week-in, week-out player. So it was definitely a weird feeling.
Where's the medal, Richard? I'm always curious about what premiership players do with their medals and their jumpers. Have you got it hanging up at home? Is it tucked away somewhere in the cafe?
It's just tucked away upstairs in the bedroom. Don't really get it out too often. I think my mates reckon I wear it around all the time. But it's just tucked away. I got a couple of little sons, so at the right time, when they know that what's happened, I'll show them.
And the story, I mean, we've talked about the joy and the great moment you obviously experienced, and you played 23 games in 2004, but then you did two knees and didn't play again for 3 years before being picked up by Carlton. So you experienced the joy, but then you also experienced the hard part of AFL footy as well.
Yeah, it was just a really different career, really. And people, when I did my knees those 2 years, were like, oh, you've had so much bad luck. But, I mean, I had the most amazing luck prior to that. So, it was definitely some highs and lows, but wouldn't take back any of it. It was such a great time.
You say you wouldn't change any of it, Richard. Would you? Let's a serious question here. You've done your knee a couple of times. There was 2 years between games at some stage of your career. Would you trade your premiership to play 150 continuous games and just enjoy the spoils of AFL football?
Gee, that's a hard question.
That's a very hard question. I wouldn't.
I'm glad you said that. Great answer.
I'm out of it now, so like even...
What about 200 games?
No, I wouldn't.
250?
Nah, it's got to be a breaking point.
I've been at it for a long time now, so maybe if you're in there still and you realise how hard it was to, for a guy like yourself, Boomer, to play so many games and what it takes to do that. But now being so far removed from it, I'd take the premiership any day.
Yeah, good call.
What are you up to these days?
Mate, so just back over in Perth. That's where I grew up. So we just, the last couple of years, been running a cafe, sort of not far towards Fremantle, but we're currently selling it. So we're about to move on to something else.
Okay. Now, one question that I'm sure you got asked a million times when you were playing, but I haven't had a chance to interview you for a long time, so I'll ask it anyway. What about the name? And how much, because obviously, you know, for our younger listeners, Richard Hadlee was a very famous cricket player for a bowler and part-time batsman for New Zealand who terrorised Australia. So what was it like growing up with that name?
Yeah, it was. I'm not sure what my mum and dad were thinking at the time, but I used to really love cricket too, so I used to cop it a lot playing a bit of cricket. And then I think the chant, the old Hadlee chant that used to go on at the MCG... my AFL Queensland games and VFL games, I could definitely hear that from as you were doing your warm down, coming off interchange and doing your little walk. I'd occasionally hear that. So
Hadley's a banker, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
He could actually do it. We used to play cricket in the front yard, and I was always say, "Oh, Merv Hughes coming running in." He could actually do. Here comes Richard Hadlee. Bang!
Were you a better batsman or bowler, Richard?
Mate, I was a. Blocked the hell out of it as an opening batsman. And right just make about 10 runs and then out I went.
Fair enough. Mate, we really appreciate you getting into the spirit and reminiscing about what was a great moment for you, obviously, and something you can never be taken away from. Premiership player with the mighty Brisbane Lions. And we appreciate your time today.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, cheers. Richard.
Richard Hadlee joining us. 2003 Premiership player with the Brisbane Lions.
But they'll be partying all night long because a boil over has occurred at the SCG. Gold Coast 12-16-88. Too good for the Swans, 8-16-64.
It snowballed and we couldn't push back. And this game's got an amazing ability to punch you on the nose when you think you're on top of your game at some point. And that's either during the course of a game or at any time as individuals or a team. And we copped a whack.
The Sydney Swans can actually potentially drop about 5 positions on the AFL ladder if Essendon beat them and the results go the right way with the other games. I don't think the Swans are going to make it.
We've done this plenty of times and we've had poor losses, and sometimes it is a bit of a flick of the switch moment, which actually can help, I guess, at the end of the season to not be complacent and not think that you're just going to rock up on the day and get easy wins.
How much did you learn from that final you played against them last year?
You learned a lot. If you're talking more specifically around Sydney's style of play and their matchups or their lineup, there's a lot's changed. So we will look at Sydney's lineup, possible lineup for this week, and make decisions around that. But it'll be different to what it was in the final.
Adam Cooney has labelled you Essendon's most important player.
For me, I think I have two sort of key points: is my pressure. Everything comes off the back of that, so I know if I'm putting pressure on the opposition, that's going to help me. And then communication and helping my teammates. So I have those two triggers that sort of bring me back to playing my best football, and then everything else is just natural for me.
We'll look back, but we need to look forward as well. We'll look back on the disappointment that we had and suffered on the weekend, but we need to make sure we look forward and use what we learned out of the weekend for this week's game against the Bombers.
Huge game, and it all starts very soon. Our coverage from 6. Boomer Harvey's with us at the moment, filling in for Spud, thanks to Harley Heaven. Spud has ditched the scooter and now rides a 2018 Fatboy Harley Davidson. Stop dreaming, start riding. Book your test ride now. Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson. Speaking of Spud, time to put Boomer through the ringer here as we play Yeah Nah.
Yeah Nah, his form is off. Yeah Nah.
Yeah Nah, he was good.
Yeah Nah, encouraged by the boys.
Yeah Nah.
Yeah Nah, I'm pumped.
Yeah Nah, I'm all good.
Yeah Nah, fair call. Even I've added to it this afternoon, Boomer, so we just need...
So I've got to clarify, am I allowed to say yeah, nah? No, I'm just going to have one or the other.
One or the other, a okay. Yeah or a nah, and then a line right, on the question.
Let's do it.
Derm is right. Sydney need to play more attacking footy to capitalise on having Buddy.
Yeah, because they've slowed down so much. They need to get the young guys, the Florence and these type of guys, up the ground a little bit more, not keep them in the forward 50.
All right, you're going to go, yeah, nah, then. If you had to pick a full forward to play this weekend, would it be Tom Hawkins above everyone else?
Nah, there's a guy down at the Kangaroos named Big Ben Brown who's leading the Common. Not sure if you're aware of that.
So predictable, you would say that. The Lions should make the eight next year.
Nah, I still think they're 2 years away, Hutto. I think they've got some extremely young talent coming through. They'll add to that in this year's draft. 2 years away.
Adelaide is the best South Australian team.
Nah, I'm a massive fan of Port Adelaide. I really think on the day, if they're good enough, or not if they're good enough, they can beat Richmond because they're fast brand of football they play.
Josh Kelly is the best midfielder in the AFL.
Nah, there's a couple just ahead of him.
We should stop the ruck nomination rule now.
Yeah, don't need to add anything else to that.
Did Bernie Vince do anything wrong?
Yeah, nah, as well. I was a bit of a stress head when I played footy. I didn't like to see it, but at the same time, understand what everyone's saying.
All right, bit of a laugh to finish the show. Cadell Evans was on Channel 10 during the week. Clearly isn't a soccer fan.
Socceroos star Tim Cahill made a big announcement this week.
Tim Cahill. You reckon he might have heard, known,
yeah,
probably known?
Yeah, he's just read that, just purely read.
Okay, fair enough. We'll let him off. Our news service appears to have skipped ahead a week in the fixture when reporting on tomorrow's big clash at the MCG.
There'll be a heightened police presence during tomorrow's Richmond-Geelong clash at the MCG.
With a record sellout crowd expected for tomorrow's Richmond-Geelong clash at the MCG.
All right, so let's just have a look at the fixture, Tony and co. And I love this. I saw this on the front bar last night. Lou Richards' commentary, they had Andrew Demetriou as a special guest, and they played a clip from a North Melbourne Carlton game. Have a listen.
Short mark pass here, and Demetriou's got the mark out there at half back. We've got Demetriou, number 28, playing for North Melbourne, and Corker Milis, of course, playing for Carlton. No relation.
What? No, pretty sophisticated understanding of,
no relation.
Of immigrants and so forth into our society back in those days.
What a star.
Summed up by Lou, so there you go. Boomer, it's been great having you with us. Of course, Spud, I think he's joining the team with Gaz after six. He's made his way back from Canberra. This has been The Thing About Football for Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Petters, the experts in Undercar No Bull and Isuzu. Get push button start in the MUX LST. Don't forget your new racing show too, The Odds Couple. It's back from 8 a.m. tomorrow with the latest form and the latest news. Does your boys get over the line against West Coast?
Oh, I think they play Tasmania really, really well.
Yeah.
If Kennedy's out, it makes it a little bit easier for Brad Scott and the crew down there. So I'm hoping they do because they really need this one to push for the top eight.
Need to see one of your special goals where the wind takes it from left to right.
I can tell you one thing. It's going to be windy down there.
Then they might hear this theme song.
Ask the hearts and hands to hands. Beneath the blue and white we stand. We shout, God bless our native men. North Melbourne, North Melbourne. Out we come, out we come, out we come to play. Woo! Just for recreation's sake, to pass the time away. Lots of fun, easy fun, enjoy yourselves today. North Melbourne boys are hard to beat when they come out to play. So join in the chorus and sing it one and all. Woo! In the chorus, North Melbourne's on the ball. You're all North Melbourne. The champions will agree, North Melbourne will be great, yes, just you wait and see.